Hello, you're listening to the Talking Spirit Anime Cast. My name is Andrew, and I'm joined here with Chris.
Yo!
Today's episode is our Music of the Summer 2020 Anime Season. It's time to dive through all the songs of the season, find out what seems to be, I guess, interesting and entertaining to listen to, and let you guys listen to them and kind of give you an idea of the people behind them, and you can go buy their albums and stuff. Supporting it. Even though I'm very mad at the anime industry right now.
Why?
Because every season it seemed like they were increasing the amount of songs they would at least put on iTunes. And this one, what do you say, three of them are on iTunes? I am very disappointed. Of course, last season I think only had like five. But like before then, it seemed like they were like, a lot of them were getting on iTunes, and that's always cool.
Did you do an intro?
Yes.
I don't remember saying yo.
It's the only thing that matters. Did I say yo or not? The entire time we're sitting there thinking, did I say yo?
It's just, I don't know. You guys got a yo, you got a yo.
My name's Andrew. I'm joined here with Chris. That's what you're probably waiting for, and I didn't say that probably.
I think so.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Threw me off.
But yeah, we're from the TalkingSpirit.com website where you can go for all of our anime, new, and old, great community form links, top social media links on the right side, and all that good stuff. And yes, like I said, we'll go through all these songs, let you guys listen to them. Give you a little bit insight into the people behind them. There's quite a few this time around that just don't really have much in the form of anime anyways. But we'll let you know who they are and dive into them.
I was honestly excited about it coming around this time. I there was quite a few songs that caught my ear this season, so yeah.
Yeah, he likes that God of High School music. This is a closet K-pop stan, yeah. Yeah.
I did actually kind of like at least the OP. I'm not sure about the ED yet, but we'll see.
That was good. That was a good one. I had a lot of fun with that one. I made a tweet. It didn't go viral, though. I was hoping it would go viral, but that's how it is. You can't make a tweet expecting it to go viral. It just never works.
No.
You can't. It's got to happen. It's got to happen. Let's kick things off. We're starting off with Rent a Girlfriend, the OP, which is called Centimeter by the Peggies. So this is the one that we were pretty much knowing was coming around. We were pretty excited about it. But, yeah, we always enjoy the Peggies. Of course, they did music for Boruto, Sarazan Mai, and I think one of the bigger popular ones here recently was the one for Bunny Girl Senpai. But definitely a great band that we always enjoy their music for. But give that one a listen and enjoy it. Bill at the end. Don't forget the bill. Like, it always kind of reminds them that it's costing something for him, which is, I think, is one of the more funny things about the show. No, I think that was a fantastic intro. I think it's one of my favorite songs of the season. I mean, there is an Aimer song in this season, but definitely the most fun song of the season by far. But I enjoy the little shots of, like, the portrait shots of them dancing and stuff and doing the different hand gestures. It looked really cool.
It kind of
reminds me of the Love is Hard for Otaku. Kind of like that intro. Really, really fun. Or was it the outro? I think that was an intro. Yeah, that was an intro.
I adore the voice of the singer. I think it's just a really fun, you know, high energy song. So yeah, I'm absolutely, I love it.
Yep. Again, that was Centimeter by the Peggies, the OP for Rent a Girlfriend. Moving on, we have My Teen Romantic Comedy Snafu, Climax, the OP. This one is Megumi no Ame, which is by Nagi Yanagi. So give that one a listen and enjoy it.
Yeah, it's been quite a while since we had a Nagi Yanagi song.
Yeah, for some reason did not write down any of the references on that one. But yeah, Nagi Yanagi did, of course, all the music for the Romantic Comedy Snafu series. Also did music for Just Because and Kino's Journey. And Alola in the Sea. I think Alola in the Sea was another one that was a popular one at the time. But yeah, definitely enjoy her music. Did a little great job on that one. I understand it now because where the story is going at this current time, the whole bit with them all in like dress suits and dancing on a stage makes a little more sense now. But when I first seen that, I'm like, what is this? This is not a Snafu intro. It's like suddenly turned into a song and dance and everything. But yeah, great little intro. Of course, I'm slightly biased because I really enjoy Snafu, but yeah, I was very mixed on the outro, and I decided not to do the outro just because it's a duet song with the seiyus for Yui Yuigahama and Yukino, and I think Yukino ruins it. I love the parts where Yui's in there and she's singing, but yeah, a certain somebody else ruins the song, so I decided... I don't know, I just don't think their voices work very well in synchronized. In all honesty, like, besides the whole best girl thing, I just don't think their voices work well in harmony for a song. So I kind of dropped it. Mm-hmm. But that's my reasoning. Nothing against the song.
You hated the song because...
Just because...
Because of her.
Yes, yes. That girl. Anyways, moving on. Again, that was My Teen Romantic Comedy Snafu, Climax OP, Megumi no Ame by Nagi Yanagi. So... Moving on, we have Fire Force. It's the second season's come around. We have the OP for that one, which is Spark Again by Aimer. And of course, Aimer did music for Unlimited Blade Works, Vinland Saga, Terran Resonance, Natsumi Jinsho, Gundam Unicorn, amongst other songs or shows. So give that a listen and enjoy it. Keep me down, not a 疑うものを Yeah, always love my Aimer. Can never not love Aimer. Again, that was Spark Again by Aimer. Really awesome OP. I was telling Chris, it's like I have my issues with David Productions and how they handle like just their animation, where they have these scenes where it's just a very empty looking room and characters just stand there staring at each other and no animation happening for long dialogue sequences. But man, they go all out with their intros for Fire Force, that's for sure.
And they probably, all hands on deck, do the intro and then everybody takes a break. So
I need somebody to handle this fight. You just make a room with two guys standing there and we'll just dub over it. Again, I really do appreciate when they want to go all out, David Productions goes all out. So I definitely do appreciate them for that. So, and they definitely do for their intros. Really do love them. They're really great. Just so much. I mean, the camera's all over the place, quote unquote, the camera, so to speak. The visual perspective is a better way of putting it. And great animation in there. So, yeah, good song, too. Like I said, I really love Aimer and her energy that she has in her music. I love her voice. So it definitely works for me. Yeah.
We all have our favorites.
Yep. Yeah. And you got double this season. Well, you didn't get Myth and Royd. Where's Myth and Royd been? Did she quit? Did the next Myth and Royd singer quit? We gotta look into that.
I thought she did one like last season or the season before.
It was a couple seasons ago. Wasn't it like one of those random shows with the isekai? I don't remember. Yeah, moving forward, we have Fire Force second season ED, which is ID or ID. It could be either way. By Cider Girl. And Cider Girl did music for Seven Seeds, the second season. And that's about it. So give it a listen and enjoy it.
Okay, I get what they're going for, but I think it looks stupid.
It does look really stupid.
Like, I was waiting the whole song just to get that out of my system.
The only reason I put that song on the list is because it is a pretty good, catchy little tune. Other than that, I think the outro looks stupid. But I guess it's the best way they can go about not having another incident like last time where they had to completely censor it, but that's a whole different story. But yeah. Definitely did not like the visual choice. Yeah, it looks like some really goofy, like, browser game.
Yeah.
Like an endless runner.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, it's a good song. I don't really... I've never watched Seven Seeds. I meant to go watch it at some point. But, yeah, I really haven't heard much from Cider Girl, but definitely look forward to more from him in the future. Definitely a good change of style to most music for anime. So, good stuff. Again, that's Fire Force second season's ED. Moving on, we have ReZero, the second season OP, which is Realized by Konami Suzuki. Of course, Konami Suzuki did music for Chaos Child, Fairy Tail, No Game No Life, and Watamote, and is a personal favorite for Chris.
Yep.
So give that one a listen and enjoy it. Damn smile.
I absolutely love Konomi Suzuki. She has got such a powerful voice, and when she just goes all out, she just it gets me goosebumps all over. I love the way that her voice works when she really goes at it.
I think she has a lot of energy in her voice. I will argue that I don't think that she was the best fit for that particular intro. It barely makes it. Like, it's barely trying to keep up with the pace and the violence of the actual opening. Like I was kind of mentioning while we were listening to it, I was like, I joked about it, but if I think about it, I think that a Mythenroid song would have been so much better for a intro like that, because it's a lot more brutal and vicious, where her music's more energetic and
yeah, she's positive. the way I see her is I looked up, I want to say,
maybe it's not so much her voice, but it just the instruments. I think it would have been better with like maybe more heavier rock.
Yeah, yeah. I want to say it was Lord Marksman and Venatus, I want to say, and it was the Kaze song, I think. And she has got a high energy voice, and she has got this kind of a when she, the way that they presented her in that particular one was this kind of goth lolly, you know, just kind of lost in a kind of fantasy realm, and that's kind of the way that I see her. Is she's, and but when she actually starts to project, it just blows everything away. She has some very powerful vocals, and when she goes at it, like I said, it's just, but yeah, I can agree, she doesn't have an aggressive voice, she just has a powerful voice.
Yeah, and the intro is very aggressive. Got him kind of getting tore up over and over again as she's running towards something. Which is definitely kind of reminding us, yeah, this show is going to get there again. Don't worry. We'll get back to that. Well, I guess they're technically already doing it, but I think they're playing it pretty safe right now, but we'll see. We'll see how things go.
Intro to what? Three?
Way overpowered persons? People. It's like way overpowered.
Don't want to spoil who they are, but yeah, three persons. Yeah.
Persons. Objects of living. Seemingly living. We'll see. Oh, yeah. Again, that was ReZero's second season OP, which is realized by Konomi Suzuki. Unfortunately, the ED, Memento by Nanok, has not been in an episode yet, so we'll just kind of throw that into probably a discussion later on. But I've listened to part of it on the YouTubes, and it sounded really good. So hopefully we get that one. Well, I say hopefully next episode we get to listen to that one with the actual ED, but at the same time, it's like, no, I really like when they don't have an ED or an OP, because it's like more of an episode, which ReZero has always been known to do, is a lot of just taking the ED or OP out of it and just let story keep playing. So that's always good. And they've already had some insert songs in there already, so hopefully here soon we can kind of get a hold of those songs as well. Good stuff. Moving on, we have the God of High School OP, which is Contradiction featuring Tyler Carter by Keisuke. I'm guessing is how you're going to say that one. Kisuke? Who knows? But yeah, give that one a listen and enjoy it. Me from the inside out, you got me speechless. I'm running my mouth.
was keeping you secret, but the word got out. You're fast, then you're slow. Why you cold, then you fold? You're building me up now. Take walls, come down. Yes, then you know, but I'm not letting go. Oh, oh, I'll be your contradiction.
Gonna be your contradiction, Andy.
You have to remind me every time I watch an episode.
I like it. It's got a lot of high energy. It captures the hype to build into the show. So there is an aspect to it I love. I do kind of wish it wasn't as electronica, but hey, that would be taking away half their tools, I'm sure.
No problem for me. Always like electronic stuff. No, I think it definitely only works because it has like some really decently fast-paced animation happening in there. Just the fighting and stuff with some kind of techno in there definitely does sound good. They do have the Korean version of that song on iTunes. They don't have the English version of it, which this is the English version. I'm sure they'll probably do a Japanese version as well. I'm not sure how bilingual they are. I just know that a lot of these stuff with Webtoons and Crunchyroll that they did last season with Tower of God, those K-pop groups had several different variations of them, languages, which is seemingly commonplace for them. So
I think you're mixing up the ED and the OP.
Am I?
Yep.
I am. Which is Win by Six, which is the ED for Tower, the god of high school, which is,
That one has a Korean version on iTunes.
Yeah, Tyler Carter doesn't have a Korean version. There you go.
I'm just helping. Just helping.
No, Tyler Carter is probably the DJ, you think? I didn't actually look that one up. Who's Tyler Carter?
The actual musician.
So he's a singer. So Tyler Carter is a singer, and then Kisuke is probably the
DJ.
DJ. Japanese composer, Kisuke. Kisuke. So yeah, like I said, Win by Six, which is the ED for God of High School.
You should look in iTunes for a Japanese Tyler
Carter. Korean version. I did.
Both Kisuke and Tyler Carter?
I believe so, yes.
Okay.
So give them a listen and enjoy it.
We're together, we're stronger. Let's go up and let's go discover. Cause you know we are going to make it. Just believe we can do this, believe. We're not alone, not leaving alone. I'm certain that we must see this moment. Never hide, don't ever lose. Every time you ride on target. So let's just keep going. Cause we gon' keep on winning. And sharing dreams, you and me. All those that we've been waiting. If you reach out, I'll be there for you. And there's nothing I wanna do for you. When troubles are coming, we fight them all together, not alone. All we do is just win.
Yes, that one is Win by Six.
It is definitely Win.
They definitely are going to win. they say they're going to win.
Just like
could be your contradiction.
I do like it. I think that it has a good smooth voice. Definitely chills out the mood afterwards. Kind of a
very laid back kind of.
Yeah,
yeah, I agree. Yeah, again, that was the ED for God of High School, Win by Six. Again, they're on iTunes in the Korean version of that one, because Andrew's terrible at keeping track of what he's talking about at the time. But check that out if that's interesting to you. Like I said, hopefully eventually they'll do the English version on there as well. Jumping forward, let's get a little Arrow. Let's get a little Super HX Arrows, which is the OP called Wake Up HX Arrow, featuring Reto, Injo, and I can't read that. It's basically the HX Arrows Syndromes group, which is, of course, usually with a lot of these things, they'll make a song band group out of the voice actresses for the actual show itself and sell albums. So this is their group, which is HX Arrows Syndromes. Again, Wake Up HX Arrows. Give that a listen and enjoy it.
Kirameki, love is justice like his compass. Kimi no tame nara kareru, yasushiku tsuyoi hito ni. Kimi no egao, sore ga oe no heiwa.
Burnout Syndromes. Do you recognize it? Do you recognize the song or the singer? Does it sound familiar to you?
No, not really.
Had like a couple seasons ago, they had a pretty big song that we talked about in here.
Oh, yeah?
Dr. Stone.
Oh, yeah? That doesn't surprise me.
It definitely sounds
like Dr. Stone. Now that you've mentioned it, it does actually.
But yeah. We have the ED for Super HX Arrows, which is Lost Emotion by Kirara Hoshino, which is Ai Kakuma, which did music for Brave Witches and Momokuri, as well as Dog and Scissors. Give that a listen and enjoy it. Is that enough electronica for you, too? You're getting lots of electronica right now.
I was going to say, you are making out like a bandit with your electronica song this season.
Yeah, I thought it was a cute one as well. I always enjoy the kind of that contrast with cute character with some electronic. But yeah, maybe a little bit heavy for me, but still, I do enjoy it. It's a good one. So
there's a heavy for you?
Yeah, I think if it gets too wild with the bass, just like where it's just too much noise and there's too much repeating vocals. That's where it kind of gets annoying to me. But yeah, again, that was the ED for Super HX Eddos. Moving on, we have Peter Grill, The Philosophers and the Philosopher's Time, the ED. The OP is pretty fun, but I did enjoy the ED a lot more, which is called Yori Dokoro, which is by Hillcrime, I'm guessing is how you pronounce that. Which Hillcrime did music for Actually I Am. So give that one a listen and enjoy it. Etchy. So much etchy. Yeah, I'm actually surprised by that. It's kind of like an out of place song for like a short, etchy, lewd little show, but I think I got more of a kick out of the fact that, yeah, one, it's a good song. Definitely enjoy it. But it's like, one, it's out of place, and two, why is it that the outro is completely like, yeah, it's technically has things in the way, but it doesn't have like insane god rays in a show that just has god rays all over the place. Doesn't make much sense.
The voice sounded familiar. Who did you say that was?
It's the one that did Actually I Am.
I gotcha.
Yeah. So that was definitely where we also talked about that one when that came out as well. Definitely enjoyed it. Again, that is Peter Grill and the Philosopher's Time ED, which is Yori Dokoro by, again, Hillcrime. I think that's how to say it. Moving on. We have the Misfit of the Demon King Academy OP, which is Sekai Fusei Kai by Civilian. Which did music for Assassin's Pride and... No, that's a different one. Which I haven't had anything on Civilian. But give that one a listen and enjoy it.
Great song. Not sure if it fits the show, though.
I think it both equally is good. No, I don't really have a problem too much with the actual vocals and matching with it. I will say the visuals remind me a lot of... I'm not sure if it was... Because they were technically on at the same exact time. Either Asterix War or Chivalry Fell Knight. One of the two of them had kind of a similar look and style where it has the kind of camera going down the halls and all the characters kind of standing there with that little bit of a odd gradients overlay on the characters.
Oh no, it works great for the visuals. That wasn't what I was talking about. I meant the show itself. As it stands right now, I mean, maybe it's something that we'll see a little bit later, but it feels more like a... I'm not going to say it's a high action-y song, because it just feels like more of this military-esque type show, and it doesn't really... The show hasn't come off as that yet.
Just wait.
I'm saying, I mean, it might later, but...
Gonna turn the gate here real quick. Again, that was the OP for The Misfit of Demon King Academy, which is Sekai Fusekai, which is by Civilian. Next one we have is the ED for The Misfit of the Demon King Academy, which is Hami Dashimono, which is by Tomori Kusunoki, which has done music for Assassin's Pride and Gun Gale Online. So give that one listen and enjoy it. Again, that was the ED for The Misfit of Demon King Academy, which is Hami Dashimono by Tomori Kusunoki. I have to admit, when the song starts up, I thought it was going to be like one of those like pretty boy songs with like some guy popping on there. But no, Tomori did. So yeah, definitely enjoy her voice. There's a few parts in there where it kind of seems a little bit off, but I think overall it's a solid song. So I thought I'd put it in here.
It almost seemed like there was two different people singing. So
it did sound like that, yeah.
So it almost seems like maybe she did two different voices for the different singers or the different characters on the screen or something like that. I don't know.
Maybe.
I definitely noticed it.
It's a wild one. Next we have is Fruit Baskets. This one is our Fruits Basket, which the second season, the OP2, is called Home by Asako Toki. And that music is on iTunes. You can check it out there. But give that a listen and enjoy it.
Very unique voice. So we're going to have to keep an eye on that one.
Yeah, unfortunately, I didn't really see anything on Mal or anybody with Asako Togi. So hopefully in the future we get more from her. Definitely some good music there.
Definitely. I loved that voice.
Although I kind of have to argue at this point. I want this show to get any more depressing. And it's kind of a very mellow song. It's a very mellow song. I guess getting you prepared for more upsettingness. Though the brother this last episode was fantastic, so that does help it a little bit.
He absolutely, that scene won me over on him. I didn't much care for him before.
Right. I mean, I enjoyed when they went to see his little studio. I thought it was a lot of fun in that episode. But it's one of those ones where the show is, and I'm getting in first impressions, but the show's kind of getting to the point where it's like people stop going back down in the hole. Keep going back in the hole. They come back in the hole. Again, that was the OP2 for Fruit Basket second season, Home by Asako Toki. Again, also on iTunes. Fruit Basket season 2, the ED2, is also on iTunes. It's Eden by Monkey Magic. Monkey Magic did music for Cyborg 009. So give that a listen and enjoy it.
Sayonara, Asua. 戻らないこれはあなたに残したねがい桜のように今はただ風に吹かれる土から誇りへ重ねた日々を心に置いて姿が変わる
Of those moments where you listen to an OP or an ED and you're like, this song so fits this show. I don't know why, it just feels very homey and caring.
I was gonna say that I loved the artwork going through the background on that. It was absolutely phenomenal.
Even though they're stills, they're really good stills.
Yeah, they're stills. But yeah, I agree. The song is very chill and kind of just capturing the essence of just this, you know, I'm here for you type thing. So I could see homie.
Eden. It's called Eden, Chris, not homie.
Yeah, there you go.
I said homie by magic. Monkey magic. Eden by monkey magic.
And it just so happened the one before that was called Home.
Homie, there you go. Moving on, we have Sword Online. We had to get some Sword Online on here. Our ex-girlfriend is here for some more music. Sword Online, Alization.
The ex-girlfriend is here in general, but yeah.
War of Underworld Part 2 OP, which is called Anima by Rayona. Rayona did music for Happy Sugar Life, Gungil Online, and other Sword Online titles. So a lot of Sword Online and Happy Sugar Life, basically. So give it a listen and enjoy it. And it's also on iTunes, so check it out there. もういっそ俺様まで捨てるほど逃げ出すほど強くないよほらもう一度鼓動高鳴る何か正しがなんてわからないけど形のないものばかりが
A lot of high energy for to get you into the war mood.
Yeah, Rihanna seems to do that a lot with her music, so it definitely works great for our good old ex-girlfriend, Sword Art Online. Again, that was the OP for Sword Art Online, Alicization, War of the Underworld, Part 2, Anima by Rihanna. Great energy there. Great animation as well. I kind of argue with the fact that it technically has spoilers in it, but it's one of those spoilers that everybody's... You know it's coming. It's gotta happen eventually.
Yeah.
Unless the writer completely blows everybody's mind by sticking with the guns. I doubt that.
And does something else completely off the wall. Yeah. He's not really that kind of person. So
pretty by the, well, besides like the intent, the every now and then going on that one certain route, which upsets people. Other than that, she's pretty by the books.
Yeah, yeah. Don't expect Gina Rabucci out of this guy. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah, it's just more. It's more torturous in other ways.
Yeah, that he has a bad.
Hey, is this your wife? Let's do something inappropriate with your wife. Moving on from that, we have the ED for Sword Art Online, Alicization, War of the Underworld, Part 2, which is I Will by Iro Aoi, which always enjoy her music. Did music for Aonoa Zero, Arslan Senki, Granbelm, and Kill la Kill. So give that one a listen and enjoy it.
So that's what we're waiting for. We're waiting for a fist bump. That's why you can't wait.
Best boy is going to fix him. No doubt about that.
I was thinking some kind of
sleeping. All these waifus all crying over him, and it's going to take best boy to do a fist bump, and boom, he's fixed.
Yeah, I was thinking it was going to be some kind of Sleeping Beauty kiss from Yu-Gi-Oh! No, you just actually pointed out the problem.
Well, I did say
just
kiss at first, but yeah.
We didn't have a fist bump, and that is the problem. It's the whole problem.
I have been missing the bro fist bump at the very beginning for a while. So, well, this got really off track. But yes, that's the Sword Online, Alicization, War of Underworld, Part 2, ED, I Will by Iro Aoi. Great music there. Great visuals, too. I mean, it does play off a lot on the CGI environments and stuff, but they do a pretty good job of kind of meshing it in there and making it look more, I don't know, fitting with the animation, so... Cool stuff there. Definitely great stuff. Moving on, we have Decadence, which is the OP, Theater of Life, by Konami Suzuki. Again, Konami Suzuki did music for Babunki Baronki, ReZero, Watamote, Pet Girl of Sakurasao. So give that a listen and enjoy it. ¶¶
I kind of prefer to have Konami Suzuki once a season, but I can wait a season to get two Konami Suzukis mm-hmm. in one season.
Let's put aside all of our thoughts on what the hell is Decadence doing right now.
I don't care about all that.
It's a good intro other than the fact that I have very little like for the other art style that has somehow injected itself into the story and show. But we'll see if they can do something cool with it.
we're watching very, very curiously.
Second episode was like, yeah, bait and switch. I don't know what you're doing. Okay. Anyways, yeah, it's good intro. I kind of question a lot with the studio itself and their ability to keep up a lot of their animation. They did a good job on the animation for the intro. Definitely the first episode did a lot of crazy stuff. So we'll see if they can keep that stuff up. But it definitely a solid intro overall in their animation style. So we'll give them hope for going forward. Definitely, yeah, as usual, Konami Suzuki, great fit for this particular one. A lot of energy in there. Not as dark, so it works. Yeah, again, that's Decadence, the OP, Theater of Life by Konami Suzuki. Let's go on with a little round things out with one more show. We have the OP for Uzaki-chan Wants to Hang Out, which is Nadame Tsukashi Negotiation, which is by Kano of Uzaki-chan or Naomi Uzora. So give that a listen and enjoy it.
Can't tell me you don't adore that intro. Talk about high energy, too much fun. I love the
song.
Love the smile.
I love the song. It's so much fun. It definitely fits with the show. I think it's just very cheery and fun. But I kind of argue with Chris the other day when we watched the first episode. It was like, I love the song. And I don't think there's anything necessarily wrong animation-wise, it's just there's nothing happening in the intro. It's like the most uneventful comedy intros ever. There's not like bombastic things happening. It's just like shots of characters like here and there. It's like, you should be at least trying to make me laugh in the intro, but all I can get out of that entire thing is that one shot of her smiling and then running towards him, which is technically the point of the show, but yeah, it's a very uneventful intro, unfortunately.
I didn't say anything about the visuals. I just said it was a fun and cheery song.
It's a fun song. It's a very fun song, so. Yeah, at least the song's great. Again, that's Narame Tsukashi Negotiation by Naomi Ozora, so the OP for Uzaki-chan Wants to Hang Out. And we'll round things out with our final one, which is going to be Uzaki-chan Wants to Hang Out ED, which is Kokoro Nak by Yuni, which is a solid little song there. We'll play that for the outro. But that's all that we have. After that one, that we're done. So we hope you guys enjoyed this episode of the music podcast that we do for every season. This one particularly for the summer 2020 anime season. As usual, it's a little bit of an effort, but we seem to have a lot of people that really do enjoy them. So if you do enjoy them, definitely give us a shout out on social media and let people know about us. And we always appreciate when people do that. Again, we're at takuspirit.com. That's where you can go for all of our anime, new and old. Great community in the forum links at the top, social media links, the right side, and all that good stuff. And as usual, with a lot of these songs, make sure to support those creators. Definitely check out their music, see if they're on iTunes and other sources. And we hope you all enjoyed, and you all take care.
Os!
Itazura na kotoba ga afureru itsumo no gogo, daikutsu na mainichi ni kaze ga fuku.